glad you could join us for the May edition of the Lee Schools TV podcast. I'm Rob Spicker, Assistant Director in the Communications Department. School year is coming quickly to a close. Graduation will be here before you know it, the last day of school, May 31st. The class of 2024 is going to be our focus today. In particular, we're going to introduce you to three of our top seniors. You'll get to know these students because of the way they've stood out in school through their GPAs, the colleges they're going to attend, the awards that they've won. They have earned the right to be called one of our top seniors. One of those we're going to meet today up first is Andrew Chuang Saladin. He's from Dunbar High School. He put in the effort this year. Congratulations on being one of the top seniors.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. So what does it feel like to be almost done with high school?
So to be completely honest, it's almost indifferent right now because I still have so many big events around the corner. I have AP testing, IB testing, as well as prom and graduation. But I'm sure when I cross those, it'll be very bittersweet because, you know, all I've ever known is how to be a student in the Lee County School District.
Right.
And, you know, soon I'll be out in the bigger world, you know, on my own without the same support that I have here.
And some of those testing pushes into the summer, doesn't it? So you may not get to recognize this for a little while.
Yeah. But I'm sure it'll hit.
At some point, I'm sure it will too. So IB student, engineering track, that technology program at Dunbar is simply amazing and fantastic what it does. So what kind of classes is in that engineering track? What's the experiences that you've gone through?
So at Dunbar, of course, there are so many different programs and I'm lucky enough to be doing the engineering program as well as IB. Specifically in the engineering program, freshman year, I started with Introduction to Engineering. So in this course, we learned how to create stuff using computer-aided design software. And then we got certified in Inventor, which is the industry standard. The next course we took was Principles of Engineering, which is where we learned a lot of the engineering concepts and the math behind it, and then applied them through labs and different robotic systems. And then this year I'm taking PLTW Capstone, which kind of aggregates all of those past experiences into a project development course where we use the engineering design process again and again. I've been able to do a lot of cool stuff, including I've made a 3D prosthetic hand from scratch. I've also had the opportunity to make a model plane, which is something I'm really interested in, among many other projects. So yeah, it's a great course we have at Dunbar.
Yeah, great experience, great program for sure. You are a two-time Microsoft National Champion. You've once in Excel, once in PowerPoint. You finished second in Word. So you still competing with Microsoft or different directions, or have you put that career behind you?
I'm so grateful to have competed in this competition throughout all of high school. Unfortunately, I've used up all my chances to compete, having done Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. But you know, looking back, I've been able to make the most out of each of those chances, having qualified for the world level in PowerPoint and Excel, and having got first and second respectively. It's been doing that competition has really been crucial to my high school experience.
What an experience to compete at that level against not only top students in the country and then top students in the world and win.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I've taken home just around $20,000 from it, which has helped me as a high schooler student.
Great. Is that scholarship money so you can use that for what's next?
Yeah, that's where a lot of it's going.
And that's, I guess, my next question. Have you decided where you're going to school in the fall?
So I apply to a lot of tech schools all across the country. And right now I'm split between UF and Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. So I haven't quite put the nail down yet because it's really hard. My heart says go to Georgia Tech for its tech culture. And then my mind says UF is a better choice because of financial reasons, bright futures. There's so many advantages to going to an in-state school, and both of them are great schools, so I know I can't go wrong with any of them.
So you got a little bit of time left.
Not too much.
Shouldn't be no surprise you want to major in computer science and math. So what do you want to do career-wise? What are you thinking this is going to lead to?
So right now my end goal is to be a software engineer at a big tech company. But I can also see myself branching out into academia, maybe performing research at a higher level, or becoming a teacher, either at a high school or collegiate level. Because that's a really good way to give back, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, good. I like that. That's great. What would you say to students that are interested in that same kind of path you've taken, that's really tech, engineering? You know, what does it take to get through what you've just put yourself through?
So I would say two things. First of all, you need to have that interest, right? If you're already knowing you want to do tech, then it's there. And you need to be really committed to it. And you can show that commitment through taking up on your resources. There are so many resources that we have as students in Lee County. And of course you have your families and support. Like for example, for me, I'm really interested in computer science. So I reached out to a teacher and was able to start a club focused on computer science this year, and it's been really awesome. I've also been able to, because I have such this interest in computer science, I've gone to my counselor and worked it out so I can take courses on FOVS that help me, you know, reach a higher rigor of course.
Yep. So add a little enrichment to your already heavy load. I want to wrap this up with a kind of a three-part question just about the high school experience. A favorite memory, favorite class, favorite teacher?
So I would say favorite memory. So I'm constantly making new favorite memories. but one just this last week was at Math Team States. So I would say from there, we were, myself and my seniors, my classmates,
yep.
We were able to give a final word to the math team. And it was a very bittersweet moment for all of us. But yeah, again, I keep making new favorite memories. Maybe right. I'll make a new one next week.
favorite class.
Favorite class. It's hard to put a finger on one, but I would say AP Computer Science, because that's what really gave me the confidence to pursue it. And I can't remember a day I didn't love that class, solving problems. Definitely my favorite class.
All right, and the favorite teacher.
Favorite teacher.
Or more than one. It's okay. We don't have to put you on the spot.
Well, if I had to say one, I would say Ms. Kazar for my English class. She organizes her class really, really well. And I've had her 9th and 12th grade. It's been really awesome to have her. But I also have to mention Mr. Savage, Mr. Saunerson, Mrs. Duff, Mrs. Spence, the Bells, Mr. Benfer. All of those teachers have been extremely impactful on making me who I am today.
Well, congratulations to you. We appreciate all their success. You're finishing there at the top of your class. You're one of our top seniors, and we're glad you joined us today. So congratulations best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Now let's meet Jabdi Ellis, Mihia Marzan. She's picking up two diplomas this month. She's got a high school diploma coming from South Fort Myers High School and an associate's degree from FSW. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you want to become a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. So how long is it going to be before we call you doctor?
So, of course, I'm going off to the University of Florida in the fall to major in chemistry. So that's going to be my bachelor's. It's going to take me about 4 years to complete. Hopefully a little bit less now that I have my associates from FSW. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be going to med school for about five to six years. And then my residency. So it's going to be a good 15 years before you can call me a doctor. So I'll be about my early mid-30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what's coming.
Yeah,
you know what's out there.
I know it's there.
So you were part of the medical academy at South. Is that the way to test the field, or were you always interested in medicine?
That's always a question I get asked a lot. I was always interested in the medical field. Even as a little kid, I would get asked, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I always knew I wanted to be a doctor. Even in career days at school, I was dressed up as doctors. There's tons of pictures of me out there. But being in the medical academy at South allowed me to test it out in the way of making sure that that is what I wanted, that I just wasn't like, oh yeah, I want to be a doctor, but is it actually what I want to do? Is it actually something I enjoy? And it was, so.
Good. Well, let's talk about this path through high school that you took with Cambridge and dual enrollment. So what led you to both of those options?
So my sophomore year, my class schedule just put me in the position to take a Cambridge class. So I started that to try it out. And then my second semester, my sophomore year, some of my upperclassmen friends kind of encouraged me to try dual enrollment. So I said, sure. And I tried them out through my sophomore year, the summer, and even my junior year. And then ultimately, I decided dual enrollment was better for me. So I dropped off my Cambridge classes, and I sticked with dual enrollment, and now I'm graduating with my associates.
Well, congratulations for that. So outside of class, you were very busy. What, 4 years on the varsity swim team, 4 years in JROTC. You founded a club that was Women in STEM. So how do you think all those experiences added to your time in high school?
Well, the experiences definitely made me a more well-rounded person. I got to meet a lot more people that I would have never met. I got connections that even to this day I still call, and I'm like, hey, are you available to like talk about this or talk about that? Sometimes you just need help from people on topics you don't know yourself. I think it also improved my time management skills and improved my leadership skills, like JRDC and being team captain of the swim team. That was a great experience.
So you worked hard but enjoyed it, which is important. So what's the advice you might have to those that are entering or, you know, early on in high school to get through it the way you did?
I say be yourself, because sometimes there's going to be times where you're be like, oh my God, it's so hard, I can't do it anymore. But if you just stay, try it, you'll just be yourself. You're going to get through it. But also remember to have fun. It's going to go by so fast. Somebody told me that and I didn't believe them. And then I blanked and now I'm a senior and it's so sad to look back and be like, I should have enjoyed it more. But yeah, definitely enjoy it. Be yourself. That's all you need.
All right. So one of the goals you have on your resume is to be a polyglot. Am I saying that right? Polyglot?
Polyglot.
Polyglot. Yeah. You got to tell me more about this. What is that? What does it mean? Why this?
So a polyglot is someone usually known that knows more than four languages. So why I want to be a polyglot? Two different reasons. One, I want to travel. I've already started traveling some with my family. We love traveling, but I know that as an adult, I'm going to go to so many new places. I want to know the language. I want to be more involved with the culture. But also, while I was doing the medical academy at South, I had a period of time where I had to do clinicals at the Lee Health Hospitals, in which I got to meet a lot of healthcare workers and a lot of patients that didn't speak English or didn't speak Spanish, which is my native language. So it was very hard to be able to communicate with them and be able to have a conversation and understand where they come from, understand why they're here in the hospital. So that's why I want to learn more languages. I want to be a polyglot to be able to communicate with people.
So when you're off to UF to major in chemistry in the fall, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to meeting new people, making new friends, all the new experiences, having fun. This is a new chapter of life. Very scared, but also excited.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Best of luck at UF and in the future. Eventually, we will call you doctor.
Yes.
We look forward to that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now let's meet our third top senior, Eli Perez from North Fort Myers High School. I want to congratulate you on graduating at the top of your class, and thank you for joining us here today. Let me start by asking you a little about your high school experience. You're Cambridge and did dual enrollment.
Right.
So 4 years of straight A's in those two programs, not easy. How'd you do it?
So first of all, I just want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for helping me through these 4 years, just the opportunity presented itself, and obviously my family for supporting me all the way. But when it comes to the practicals, one of the main things is taking good notes the first time, especially for lectures and stuff. Just taking good notes the first time helps you remember more for the next test or quiz. Then you have to study less because you only have to study what you didn't know. So just like the practicality of the good notes the first time was probably the main thing.
Just really being engaged from the very beginning rather than trying to learn it all at the very end.
Right. And then obviously keeping up with assignments and stuff so you don't get backlogged and then you're trying to learn two things at once.
I know a lot of parents struggle with this question for between a dual enrollment and, is that right for them? So how did you make that decision to attend FSW your senior year? And what would you say to those families that are considering that choice?
So I did the ACE program, and I got my ACE diploma in 3 years, which left my senior year open to if I wanted to take a slow year or if I wanted to get ahead. And ultimately, dual enrollment is just the best of both worlds. You get the double dip. I had a couple classes where I got high school and college credit for the same class. So it saves time, saves money, and it's just an all-around good program, and I'm glad Norfolk Myers High had that in place.
So what stands out to you the most in your high school experience? What do you remember the most?
I'm going to say freshman year, because I was a class that graduated eighth grade, went into ninth grade with COVID. So that transition was just something unexpected, something I don't think any of us planned for, but the school district handled that really, really well. And just they helped us with the practicals. They helped us with, you know, hey, figured out Zoom, all the things. Mm-hmm. So just the that transition piece was something memorable.
Yeah, that was a tough time. But yeah, I could see why it was memorable. It was for all of us.
And that's the start of high school. So it's
what a way to begin. Club, so. Yeah, welcome. Yeah. You plan to continue your education at FSW, where you're going to earn a Bachelor of Applied Science, and I have to read it, a Bachelor of Applied Science in Supervision and Management. So why this program, and what do you think your next step is after that?
So this bachelor's degree is a very flexible, very versatile degree that you can use in basically any industry. Mm-hmm. So it's just it's something that that I can use in whatever I decide afterwards. Right now, the plan is to own and manage a diesel repair shop, an automotive shop. So that's hopefully I can use what I learned in this degree to then manage and all the things.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about that, a diesel repair shop. So why diesel in particular, and what inspires you in this case to be your own boss?
Well, so ultimately I'm a gearhead, so I wanted something to do with cars, but I also didn't want something that was travel intensive. So that ultimately leaves me with car salesmen or mechanics. Uh-huh. And so I decided on mechanics as more hands-on, less office time. But the diesel side of things is just the top of the line for mechanic school, because you have to learn gas and then diesel. So it's like an addition to it. And to be my own boss, I'd rather work for myself doing something I love than work in an office just being bored. So
the office is not meant for everybody, that's right. For sure. So you just said described yourself as a gearhead. So does that mean you've always worked and been interested in cars and trucks?
Yeah, so my dad's the one that got me into cars for sure. From a young age, I would steal my brother's Hot Wheels and all the things. But I haven't worked hands-on very much, but I've always just loved being around cars with car shows and motorsports events and all the things.
So. And the entrepreneurial spirit that comes from?
Just wanting to be my own boss, not wanting to have to work for someone else.
Yeah. So outside of COVID, which we've talked about, is there something from high school that stands out to you? You know, what do you remember most, even going back as a student in Lee County? You're now 12 years in, about to graduate. You know, what stands out?
Yeah. So ultimately, just how 1 year led to the next and how teachers prepared me. Some teachers better than others, but like that, they prepared me for the next year, especially when it comes to ACE classes. Some of those build off of one another. And so being able to have good teachers in Lee County prepare me for 1 year, just leading me to the next thing.
Well, led you right to the top of the class for 2024.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. Well, congratulations again on your success in high school. All the success we wish to you in the future with this dream of having your own diesel repair shop. We'll, you know, we'll send people over there. If you let us know where it is, we'll come have them come get their cars
fixed. Buses.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they need help doing that sometimes. Well, again, thank you for joining us. Congratulations again. I want to thank all of our top seniors for joining us today, and best of luck to them in the class of 2024. We'll be back next time with another edition of the Lee Schools TV podcast. Yes.